Radio Christian Ball.
Mining expert underscores small-scale miners' role in the mining industry. BSLT Zambia commends government for inclusion of persons with disabilities in parliament. Armed gunmen kill 9 in South Africa tavern attack. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Mining expert Edward Simukonda has urged the artisanal and small-scale mining sector to seize the opportunity presented by government in promoting transparency and fair pricing of minerals within the mining sector. Recently, government completed the Mumbwa Mineral Market Center, which is expected to purchase processed gold from artisanal and small-scale miners once operations commence. Speaking in an interview with RCB News in Lusaka, Mr. Simukonda commended government's initiative to establish a mineral market center in the country as means of providing structured and reliable markets for artisanal miners. Mr. Simukonda emphasized that the floor price that will be set should be cost-reflective and ensure that the local market benefits more. He, however, stated that the progress of this development is dependent on how much government will buy the minerals from the small-scale miners. There is need to capitalize on this development as it is part of broader aspects to strengthen Zambia's artisanal and small-scale mining sector, said Mr. Simukonda.
I don't think we'll be able to collect everything that is supposed to be collected because it will also depend on how much government is going to be buying from these sellers. We have to be very careful because if the price is low, we might end up just losing some of the kilos to briefcase businessmen or foreign buyers. So we have to be very careful and ensure that, you know, the offering price should be very good so that, you know, everybody who wants to buy gold will be forced to go through government so that, you know, government will benefit from taxes.
Zambia Police Service Eastern Province Commanding Officer Robertson Wemba says more than 100 defilement cases have been recorded in Eastern Province from January to December 2025. Mr. Mwemba says a total of 178 defilement cases have been recorded in the province, with the highest of 47 coming from Chipata district. Speaking to Zanis in an interview, the Eastern Province Police Chief said Lundazi district is occupying second position with a total of 22 cases, while in third place is Sinda district with 15. He said Petauke recorded 11 cases, with Nimba and Katete occupying fourth and fifth slots with 10 defilement cases each. Mr. Mwemba said Chasefu recorded 9 cases of minors being sexually abused, while Vubwe and Mambwe districts recorded 7 and 6 cases respectively. He said Kasenengwa district recorded 4 defilement cases, Lumezi had 4, with Chadiza and Chipangali recording 3 cases each. Born Short Living Tour, BSLT, has commended government for the inclusion of persons with disabilities in the constitution by providing for the proportional representation of 5 individuals with disabilities in parliament. Association President Talasha Chisha highlighted that only 5 African countries have historically and constitutionally recognized the right to specific proportional or descriptive representation for persons with disabilities in their parliaments. Mr. Chisha stressed that this move ensures that Zambia assumes a progressive leadership position, aligning itself with the few African nations that have made a legally binding commitment to the political inclusion of persons with disabilities. This pivotal achievement marks a significant victory for the disability movement in our nation, sending a strong message that our democracy is evolving to be truly equitable, said Mr. Chisha in a statement issued to RCB News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chisha said that this initiative is in direct alignment with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and embodies the values set forth in our National Persons with Disabilities Act. He has urged all political parties to identify qualified candidates to actively seek out and mentor individuals with disabilities within their party structures.
According to national statistics, persons with disabilities comprise over 1.7 million of our population. This pivotal achievement marks a significant victory for the disability movement in our nation, sending a strong message that our democracy is evolving to be truly equitable. By ensuring that persons with disabilities are part of the decision-making processes that affect their lives, we reinforce the principle, nothing about us without us.
Oriental Quarries Boxing Promotions Manager Christopher Malunga has called on the government to construct Olympic Youth Development Centres, OIDCs, in all provincial centres. Malunga stressed on the need to extend sports development centres beyond the railway line, noting that this will help in sports talent identification. Malunga, who featured on a Zanzibar TV program, Everything Sports, observed that there is a lot of talent among the youth in rural areas which is untapped. At the same TV program, Malunga gave an update on the preparation of the upcoming international boxing bout set for December 27, 2025 at Government Complex. In African news, South African police say a manhunt is underway after a shooting at a tavern left 9 people dead, 7 men and 2 women and another 10 injured in a township in a gold mining area near Johannesburg. They say about 12 unidentified gunmen arrived in 2 vehicles in Bakersdorp, opened fire at tavern patrons and continued to shoot randomly as they fled the scene. The shooting happened at about 1 a.m. local time on Sunday. The police added that the tavern was licensed. Coming up shortly, Australian Prime Minister announces intelligence review as country mourns Bondi attack. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced a review into the police and national intelligence agencies after the Bondi Beach attack in Sydney. The shooting, in which 15 people were killed after 2 gunmen opened fire at a Jewish festival, has been declared a terrorist incident. Police say the attackers were inspired by Islamic State ideology. A national day of reflection is being held on Sunday. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Mining expert Edward Simukonda has urged the artisanal and small-scale mining sector to seize the opportunity presented by government in promoting transparency and fair pricing of minerals within the mining sector. Born Short Living Tour, BSLT, has commended government for the inclusion of persons with disabilities in the constitution by providing for the proportional representation of 5 individuals with disabilities in parliament. And South African police say a manhunt is underway after a shooting at a tavern left 9 people dead, 7 men and 2 women and another 10 injured in a township in a gold mining area near Johannesburg. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.
It's here. Fibercom Limited is Zambia's newest telecom. telecommunication service provider with the fastest data connectivity, the widest fiber optic coverage, and the most stable and reliable